What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Dining with Dan. Our Bucko Chat with 93.7 The Fan's Pirates pre- and post-game show host Dan Zangrilli.
It is indeed our weekly chat with Dan Zangrilli. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We'll get back to talk of the Penguins' new coach, Dan Muse, which Josh Yoey did indeed characterize as a surprise hire. And the last time the Penguins hired a coach without NHL head coaching experience, it was Mike Johnston, which was not a good time.
And that didn't last very long. He corrected that mistake in a hurry.
Yes, he did. So we'll get back to that for sure. But first, Dan, the Pirates, oh, my God. You did post-game last night?
Yeah, I did.
What were people doing, saying, feeling? What was your feel about the game? It's almost surreal to watch.
It is. I think the last five starts, he's given up just four earned runs in 34 and two-thirds innings. That is a 104 ERA in his last five starts. His record is 1-2. The team record is 2-3. Overall in 13 starts, Bob, 5-8 when this guy takes the mound. There have been three different occasions where he has gone 7-8-8, and the Pirates have lost those games.
They found a way to grab a pickaxe, a shovel, and dig even a deeper hole to a rung of hell that is far past Satan himself.
Good evening, Dan.
That was one of the best rants I think I've heard.
They've done it again, though, Dan. Yeah. Again.
But you mentioned 5-8. It would have been disappointing to go 8-5 because his ERA, as you said, is 1-something in those games. They should have gone 13-0.
His career ERA is 2.00, which is amazing to me in 36 starts. And I did a lot of thinking after I got off the air. And it wasn't, you know, we weren't throwing things up against the wall and it wasn't too crazy, but people... I mean, probably every bit of 30, 35 phone calls and the sentiment is the same. And then I got home and I talked to my wife and I just told her, you know, basically what happened because she's not following sports very closely. She knows who Paul Skeens is. And I've sort of quantified it, said, you know, Nolan Ryan, Dwight Gooden, Tom Seaver, best pitcher the Pirates have ever had. And this is historically amazing stuff that he's doing. And then she just replied to me, explain the offensive woes. Well, why wouldn't you want to rise to the level of greatness on behalf of that person? And that was really the theme, ironically enough, of the show last night, because I was more so thinking about what the 25 other guys in that room are thinking when they look at 5-8 and when they see eight innings of one-run ball and you lose a game with this guy on the mound. That, to me, is, I think, the fascinating thing. What are they thinking? How do they feel about this? Because Spencer Horwitz, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, Alexander Canario, Jared Triolo, their grandchildren will know that their grandfather played with Paul Skeens. And guess what? The grandchildren of Jared Triolo, IKF, Spencer Horowitz, their grandchildren will know that your great-great-great-great-grandfather played with Paul Skeens. They're in an era right now with somebody who is historically good, and they could be in a nursing home, they could lose their minds, they could never remember anything else, but they will remember that they were teammates with Paul Skeens, and they were firsthand witness to some of the greatest pitching performances in their era in which they played. It is an honor and a privilege to watch somebody that is so historically good, and to say that you're his teammate. They will remember that forever. Their grandkids will remember that forever. It's legacy type of stuff. But then you look back and you're going to see, what is he, 4-6 with a 2.05 earned run average? How is one of the great, great stars of the game hitching his legacy, and the Pirates hitching their legacy to those type of numbers? Think about that. 4-6 with a 2.05. Well, Grandpa, what did you do? You must have won a number of world championships. It must have been a wonderful time. Well, son, you know, but think about that. That's what the legacy is going to be. And how much regret would you otherwise have when you look back on your career and you could say that you were this guy's teammate? And then, well, unfortunately, this is what happened. I mean, it's a historical thing. It's a legacy thing. I mean, do you want history to be kind to you, your career, and the coolest thing that you perhaps have ever done in your baseball career? For a lot of these guys that are teammates with Paul Skeens, that's what this is. It's the greatest thing that they'll ever accomplish, is to be playing behind him.
Hey, Grandpa, who's this Tommy Pham guy that was on the team? Why all those strikeouts next to his name?
Well, how about if you're the great-grandchildren of Ben Cherington and Bob Nutting, and you have to say, you had Paul Skeens and you didn't win?
Well, and that's what I would wonder, you know, if I had the opportunity to talk to the Pirates owner, is, I mean, what do you want your legacy to be? That's what I would ask him.
I think that certainly matters.
So whether you sell the team or not, or whenever your time is done here as owner of the Pittsburgh Pirates, because believe it or not, I really do believe that the guy cares and is invested, and some of the measures that he's taken to be a good steward, which I think he is, and I know people are going to roll their eyes at me and they think that that's a ludicrous thing to say, but, you know, will he have regret for not doing more when he has the benefit of hindsight? You know, when he's sitting in a rocking chair one day where he had an opportunity, what will your legacy be? And as we all know, and not to get too philosophical here, regret is a terrible thing for anybody that has endured it, that didn't shoot their shot, that wish they could have been more aggressive, whatever it is, in any walk of life. And I do wonder if, you know, Skeens' teammates will one day feel that way. If you ask the question about Cherington or the owner, I wonder if they'll live with that regret, look back on it after the window had closed and say, my gosh, if I could do it all over again. And that's a terrible feeling. And that's the definition, really, if you think about it, of a tragedy.
Yeah, I agree with that, because you don't have opportunities to have a generational talent. And once you do, that's when you have to strike and figure out what to do to make it so that that window, how small or large as it is, you can actually fit some winning in there. This is your chance to do it.
And listen, maybe in the grand scheme of things, these are all still relatively short sample sizes, but I don't think anybody thought that it would rise to this occasion or this level, or you could, as I've said in the past, find a way, go out of your way to waste so many historically good pitching performances. He is on a stretch right now. 5 starts, a 1.04 ERA, what he's done in this career. These are historically good stretches. We remember Bob Gibson and associate him with 1968. We still talk about a decade later what Jake Arrieta did with the Chicago Cubs. So this is legacy stuff. And for it to kind of be written the way that it's being written is really, really unfortunate.
What would be the first thing you would do as Ben Cherington to try to fix it First thing,
man.
DFA fam, move on from there. Give me three or four things that you do right away.
Man, it's such a good question, a tough question. Yeah, I guess you could start there by trying to get your very best team on the field, no matter what, no matter what the circumstances are. If you have to make in-season moves, or if you can't go out and buy a player, try to buy and overpay for the greatest hitting guru. Get him out of a contract with another team. Overpay there. What could that expense possibly be? I'm just spitballing here, you know,
now that
you asked the questions. Just to try to fix Henry Davis or Jack Sawinski or Key Brian Hayes, whatever you can do there. I'm again, just throwing it up against the wall here, being put on the spot. I mean, and it's so hard because you got to play with the deck of cards that you have. And the fact that they can't manage anything but four singles against a guy that had not won a Major League Baseball game in 986 days in Lance McCullers, though he was very good mixing and matching and yada, yada, yada.
Well, I'll tell you where I don't know that the problem begins here, but the Pirates have a big blanking problem with a guy they paid $70 million to who is zero threat at the plate. Might be the worst hitter between the beginning of last year and now in all of baseball at a power position, and that's Key Brian Hayes. He's horrible.
Well, and
what do you do with that?
I mean, and I don't think you can.
They batted him fifth the other day. What did he bat last night? He batted fifth the other day.
He was seventh or eighth last night. I think he was way down in the order.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Every time he goes up, there's just zero threat of anything happening.
And, I mean, I don't think that his contract is necessarily debilitating even to the Pirates, but still, that's a significant chunk over time. And what percentage of your payroll is that could be otherwise allocated elsewhere and more productively? And that's, I guess, the risk for small market teams, because I'll stop short of calling that contract an albatross. But for, again, a small market team, man,
you might as well crippling. Still have a pitcher in the National League. It's not that far from Key Brian Hayes.
No,
he has a .283 on base, a .222 average, and he has how many extra base hits? He has one home run from third base and four doubles.
Hey, he's probably not healthy, honestly. I mean, everything that's been written about his health, I think that this is permanent.
Then it's time just to come to a settlement, to trade him, to buy him out, whatever you do to get rid of a guy, because it's just a nothing in your lineup every night. It's like you might as well still have a pitcher,
right? And maybe they justify the defensive contributions and measure that to some degree, but no, I think obviously trying to ride this out, because they're on the hook for so many years for so much money, relatively speaking, that they're just trying to grind their way through it. But to your point, from a power position to get so little,
these are the worst numbers of his career.
Is there a way to move him if you would throw him into another player? In other words, have him included so that the money, and you can save some of it, knowing that a team may have a lot of hitting and needs a good, productive defensive third baseman like him.
So, I mean, because the length of the contract, I think that's going to be a really tough sell. But then what you're doing is, when they dumped Liriano's money on the Toronto Blue Jays, you're then sending prospects as well.
Right.
So for somebody to take on that
you'd
contract,
you'd have to include a bunch of other things.
Absolutely. And then you're going to be getting back, you know, a bootlegger in return, and obviously everybody frowns upon
that. I'll take the bootlegger at this point. Seriously, that is addition. That is the very definition of addition by subtraction.
Yeah. And that's, again, that's the risk when you go and venture into these 8-9 year deals if you are a very small market team like the Pirates are. This is Exhibit A.
Dan, you're a wonderful man. We have to run. I know it was short, but it was sweet.
Run like the wind. Look at him.
He's quick, isn't he?
He's like one of those mad scientists back there with all these little buttons that he put. He
all
knows
these
exactly where they're
Dan.
The Wizard of Oz.
I'm the Tin Man.
Well, Dan,
here.
Hopefully there'll be some good offense
no
to
heart.
Talk about tonight.
Oh, I have a heart.
It's getting harder and harder.
Yeah, I'm not mad. I'm sad.
Sad is a good word.
Yeah, I'm not mad. I'm sad, because when you see that happen, and again,
it wasn't just Skeens either. Keller and Valter have pitched well enough to win a handful of more games.
But you know, thinking about legacy stuff, thinking about history stuff, I got almost philosophical about it all. Like, man, I mean,
I don't know what to do.
You're in an era. You're in an era, Joe.
Yeah.
And how are you going to remember this era? And, you know, not to belabor the point here, and I know you guys got to run, but I wonder what baseball thinks about this.
I'm not mad. That's impressive.
I wonder what baseball thinks about it.
They can't be happy. You'd want that guy in the playoffs. Because you'd want that guy having an opportunity.
Everything's gone wrong. Like the catcher's batting 190. They drafted him first overall. They traded for the first baseman. He gets pinch hit for by Tommy Pham, and he can't hit lefties. And he stinks. He's batting 207. The seventh pick in the draft, we don't even know about all these years later. Nick Gonzalez, the third baseman that they signed to a huge contract, is a total blanking disaster. And he can't cobble together a bullpen either. Everything he does practically is wrong.
But I'm thinking, you know, how the baseball, though, is trying to grow the game, and they're trying to accentuate their stars. And their star, their best pitcher, is 4-6. Right? Is that his record?
4-6.
Yeah, he's 4-6.
With a 2.05 ERA.
It's incredible.
He's 4-6. Like, that's not good for... Forget Pittsburgh. Forget the Pirates. Think of this from a global perspective and what it means to the larger picture. You, one of your biggest stars is 4-6. That's right.
Is he still the top guy for Cy Young?
I
think.
I don't know.
He's not. He's getting there.
He's 4-6.
But forget that. All those other metrics make him...
Sure. Without question. I mean, if he's 9-1, as he should be...
Right.
Without question, he's the runaway leader. And again, that's not good for the game.
No.
Pittsburgh is a drop in the ocean. Think of it much bigger from that standpoint. That's not good.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Dan Zangrilli.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Penguins' new coach is Dan Muse, as Josh Yoey terms it. That is a surprise move. Mitch Love, DJ Smith among the favorites for that job. And it begs the question, Bob, did anybody turn down the job, I wonder? Is Mitch...
Yeah, I mean, I thought the same thing. I don't know if he's... No one's ever going to find that out, of course, because they won't say that.
Somebody will.
Nor should they, really. Then it's not their business to tell people what... But it is a question that popped into my head. And
I can't help but wonder, was this the guy who took the job, or was the guy that they deemed the best man for the job? And then there's the awkward fit. No matter who it was, but I think especially for somebody with no NHL experience to walk into Erik Karlsson land and Chris Letang land and Evgeny Malkin land and, yeah, Sidney Crosby. Yeah. Like, what is Sid going to think of this guy? He's going to have to earn his stripes real early. And then with some of the other guys, notably Karlsson, it could be problematic.
Because he's going to want them to play a certain way. And he's going to have to understand that they play their way in many ways.
Right.
You know? And so you're a rookie coach. Do you have any kind of leverage when you're going head-to-head with one of those guys in a conversation about how they should play? I don't know.
I mean, if the big selling point here was, yeah, this guy, his work with, you know, USA Hockey, developmental work with younger kids, okay. I keep hearing the Penguins are going to get younger next season. And that we're going to, you know, that a thing like this would pay off. Well, how many young guys are they going to have? Like, when is that going to happen? Are we going to see a complete roster, like, makeover this offseason? Because I see Carlson and Letang and Graves and Sid and Gino and Raquel and Rust. I mean, the list goes on, Bob.
Well, yeah, and they have. When is they're this? Not going to lose their spots. You can pencil them all in right now, so they're going to have to. They'll have limited access to guys in their system who are going to come up and actually play. I imagine McGroarty be one of them.
Yeah.
And there'll probably be some blue liners who qualify for that, but not much room there. So we'll see. But, you know, Stefan Carberry, the guy down there in Washington, he did a very good job.
Sure.
In his first year. And he had similar kind of stuff to deal with. There were some veterans like Ovechkin and others who've been around for a long time, but they played a style that they also adopted.
All right. Well, we're not going to know for a fair amount of time whether this is the right guy for the Penguins. And like I said before, you just don't know when a new coach of any kind gets hired, especially someone who's not well known, if they're going to be any good. I have no idea.
Could be really good. You know, that's the thing. People are going to have their opinions only because they don't know him and say, who's that? Why are they doing? Geez, I remember when Joe Green was drafted by the Steelers, the headline was, Joe who? You know, where did he come from? Really? North Texas State? And you're going to bring him up here to play? You know, you never know until...
Well, I mean, that's the Steelers are a great example. The three coaches, Noel, Cowher,
right.
Tomlin,
every single one of them.
Defensive coordinators with no head coaching experience in the NFL. Sometimes it is the retread guy who does well, and sometimes it's the complete unknown who does well. So here we go. Dan Muse, the Joe Block lookalike. I think that's the only thing we know for sure. What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And it's sunny today with a high of Sidney Crosby, 87. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Bob, give me a quick prediction. How many games for the Stanley Cup Final and the NBA Finals, and who wins?
I see the NBA Finals going 6. I like the OKC Thunder to win, but I wouldn't be surprised if Indianapolis, if you're going to make a bet to try to win some extra money, the odds are in your favor to bet it on Indianapolis because they've shocked people. You know, who would have thought they'd take down some of the teams they took down, you know, including the Knicks? They went into that series not thinking they were going to do it. So I think it'll be a better series than what people think. And the other one, I like Oilers in 7. And I think Connor McDavid finally gets the chance to raise the cup.
I think Panthers in 6. I think they're simply the better team with a better goalie. And I think OKC in 5, but a wildly entertaining series. Limits, you want to get on the record here?
Yeah, I think both end up ending in 6. I honestly want to see Connor McDavid lose because a lot of people are trying to say that he's better than Sid, and I frankly don't agree with that. And championships are the only way to put that over the top. I hope they lose, but I think Edmonton wins in 6. And I think the Pacers make it a series, but OKC wins their first title in 6 as well.
Give me a Pirate score and a hero for tonight, unless they don't win. Mike Burrow's on the mound. What happens? He's going against Ryan Gusto.
The hero is the trash can that is in the Astros dugout. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to say that the hero is Adam Frazier today with an 8th-inning RBI single to score the game-winning run in a 4-3 victory.
I say it's going to be Henry Davis. I hope he is anyway. I want to see him get a run-producing, a bases-clearing double late in the game to win it.
I think that the Astros win 13-1, and the hero is Jose Altuve.
With 6 infield singles.
Yes, 6 for 6, all on infield singles. Thank you, Bob.
All right,
see you tomorrow at the Fan 5-Alarm Marathon.
Right.
We hope to see all of you out there. Come visit us at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. Crowley and I kick off the proceedings, at least my portion of them, and at 8 o'clock.
8 a.m. We'll
are you
be
gonna
there.
Be there that early, Limits?
I will be there at 8.
You bring in donuts?
No.
Thank you, Limits.
Maybe I should. Pony, will you bring donuts for tomorrow?
See you, buddy.
See you guys.
He's not gonna be there. All right, see you tomorrow.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.